you turn with me to Luke chapter 2. I feel so good in the house of the Lord this morning. So grateful and thankful for the opportunity to come on Christmas Sunday with like-minded believers and celebrate the birth of our risen Savior. It's all right. So thankful for a church that loves God, that loves to worship Him. No matter where we've come from, no matter our background, we can all testify of His goodness. We all have different experiences in our lives, but one thing we all have in common is as we walked in those doors and we were touched by the King of Kings, our lives were forever changed. They forever transformed, and I'm so thankful. I love those songs. I love that song. I love to testify of His goodness in my life. And that's what I want to do this morning. If you would turn with me to Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 20. And they were in the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men. And it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one to another, let us go now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told by them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. If you could pray with me this morning. God, I thank you for your goodness. God, for your grace that we feel so powerfully. God, I thank you for your presence that's in this place, touching the hearts of each one of your people. And God, I pray right now, Lord, that you continue what you have started. God, speak to us. Draw us closer to you, we pray. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. You can be seated. I want to speak to you this morning. Unto you. We don't know much about them. We're not even given their names. All we know is that they are shepherds. They weren't kings or governors. They weren't innkeepers or even tent makers. They were just shepherds. Their clothes smelt of animals and wilderness. They would go without bed or bath for long periods of time on the countryside. Definitely not the most popular or social people in their towns. They were just shepherds. Just shepherds. Yet the Bible tells us, in spite of all of that, they were the first people told about the birth of Jesus. You see, at first it appeared as it was just another normal night on the back of the hillside. They were out with the sheep. Stuff everywhere, and making sure, tending to their sheep, watching over their flock, as they did time and time again. And as the darkness came and the night fell, they would gather the sheep, bring them all together. I imagine, I don't know all the details of sheep herding, but I'd imagine they wanted to protect them throughout the night from coyotes, from wolves, from people who would try to maybe steal from their flock. Maybe they built their tents around the sheep. They put them all together and they put their tents around. Maybe they let some fires around as well to keep the sheep in and the predators out. They're preparing as just another normal night. You see, they too had routines like us. They too were busy like us. They too had things they had to take care of like us. And so just another normal night, just another evening on the back of the hillside, and they gathered all the sheep together and they cast their tents around them and they got them all rested up. And as they begin to wind down, maybe they pulled some hot dogs out, or actually maybe not. Maybe as they pulled some other lamb out, like, sorry, boy, and they were preparing, maybe grab their meal and go to bed. And then suddenly, all of a sudden, the Bible says, the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and an angel appeared, and they were sore afraid. I'll interpret that for you. They were extremely afraid. They were terrified because, you see, they had prepared for an attack from coyotes and wolves and maybe people, but they had not prepared for an aerial attack. They're there, angels there, and they're like, man, how are we going to stop him? These are our sheep. What are we going to do? Is he going to kill us and our sheep? Is he going to kill us and take our sheep? I don't know what's going on. They were so afraid. They were extremely, extremely afraid, the Bible says. But then, what seemed to be their most frightening moment, what seemed to be the most frightening moment of their entire lives is they were experiencing something never before seen. That frightening moment turned into the most amazing experience of their life. They went from being terrified and afraid to being in awe and wonder. And Luke chapter 2 verse 10 says, and the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in the manger. And then suddenly something happened. It says, and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts. You see, when you begin to talk about Christ our Lord, when you begin to talk about our Savior, when you begin to tell somebody about Jesus, heaven can't help but to peer over and wonder what is going on. It says, and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. For unto you, say that's me. For unto you is born a Savior. Unto you is born Christ the Lord. Unto you he has come to earth. Unto you. This great news was first delivered to shepherds. To shepherds. Not to the kings, not to the governors, to the shepherds. I imagine what they were thinking. Who am I? Who are we? We're out here on the back of a hill with some stinky sheep, with wool everywhere. Like, who are we to be given this great news, to have this heavenly host meet us? Who are we? But nevertheless, the scripture tells us that immediately they got up and went to find the baby. Luke chapter 16 says, and they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. And when they had seen it, they made it known abroad. When they had seen it, they made it known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. But if I can look back just a verse or two, and it says, and when they had seen it, when they saw Jesus in the manger. Or if I could put it this way, when they had met Jesus, they made it known abroad. When they met Jesus, and their lives were forever changed, they made it known abroad. When we have an encounter with Jesus, you can't just keep it to yourself. When you have an encounter with Jesus, you don't leave the same. When you have an encounter with Jesus, you got to tell somebody. Because he has changed your life, and you want the same for them. When you meet Jesus, you can't keep it to yourself. You got to tell somebody about his goodness. They made it known abroad all that the angels had told them about the child. Hey, have you ever thought what that was like? We know the angels came to them by night, and they immediately went to Bethlehem. And they saw the child, and then they made it known abroad. And then they made a ruckus. I don't know if they went door to door, like, I got to tell you something. I don't know if they climbed up on the rooftop and was like, everybody! I don't know exactly how they did it, but they made it known abroad. Because the Bible says, then all they that heard it, it didn't say when Mary and Joseph heard it. It said when all they that heard it, they wondered at those things. They were like, what is going on? Who is this? Man, them shepherds, them crazy old boys came back into town. What are they doing? They're making a ruckus. What is going on? But then they begin to listen to what they had to say. As they made it known abroad all that the angels had told them. And they wondered, wow, how could this be? They didn't get mad that they were woken up. They just began to wonder at the sayings the shepherds were delivering. And I just wonder myself if they were told just a little bit about who it was that was lying in the manger. I wonder if they were told just a little bit about who it was that had come unto them. I don't know. I wonder if maybe it was that they said that this child is Emmanuel, God with us. Maybe it was that he is the King of Glory. Maybe it was that he is Alpha, Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. I don't know, but I know he came to you today. I don't know if they told him maybe that he's the hope of the nations, that he is the author and the finisher of our faith. I don't know, but I would wonder at those things. I would want to hear what they have to say. Maybe that it was Yahweh, I am that I am, that has come unto you. Maybe that it's Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals us. Maybe it was that he is the creator of the universe. He's come to you today, that he is the fountain of living waters, that he is the bright and the morning star, that he is our joy, that is our strength. I don't know what they were told, but I just imagine that it was something along the lines of, he is the image of the invisible God, that he came to you today, that he is the way, the truth, and the life. Maybe they told him that he's Jehovah Jireh, our provider, that he'll give you everything that you need. He's come today unto you this morning. Or maybe, just maybe, it was Isaiah 9:6 prophecy that says, for unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulders. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. I wonder if that's what they were declaring to those in Bethlehem. Because let me tell you, he has come unto you today. The creator of the universe has come unto you. He's come unto you and to me, that you might have life and life more abundant. Not that you just stay where you're at, but he's come unto you to pick you up and place your feet on a higher ground. That he's come to bless you this morning. He's come unto you. Unto you. I just imagine that's what was told that night. Because I feel like the shepherds even now. I have the book. I know the story. I know he loves me, but I still can't fathom that he would come unto me. That unto us a child is born. That unto us a son is given. The Wonderful Counselor. The Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace has come unto you. And I feel like the shepherds, who am I? What is this thing that I am told? That the creator of the universe has come unto you and to me. That everything you need is found in him. And he's come unto you. If you need a healing, he is your healing, and he's come unto you today. If you need provision, he's your provision, and he's come unto you today. If you need some counsel for some things that have been going on in your mind, some things that have been going on in your life, he has come unto you today. Whatever you need, it's all found in him. If you need a financial provision, he owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, and he's come unto you today. He is all that you need. He has all that you need, and he'll supply it according to his riches and glory. If you'll just seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then all those things will be added unto you. Unto you. He was born unto you. And you might think, how is this possible? Why me? How does he know all that? How can he imagine what I'm going through? How can he imagine what I'm dealing with? The Hebrews 4:14 says this, seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched by the feeling of our infirmities, but it was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. If you need something, he's there for you. He has come unto you today. Unto you, Christ was born. Unto you, this Son was given. Unto you, all that you need is found in him. The King of glory, he left the portals of glory. The King of kings, he robed himself in flesh and laid in a manger unto you, unto you. He was acquainted with grief. He was tempted in every way possible. He did it unto you. He was despised and rejected, yet he overcame and conquered this world. Unto you, unto you, that you could have salvation, that you could have peace, that you could have joy. His word says, in this world, in this life, you might have troubles, but take heart, for I have overcome the world, and I have come unto you this morning, unto you. This is the beauty of the Christmas message, that he has come unto you. This is the beauty that God took on human nature that he had never had before, so that someday humanity could take on the spiritual nature that they had never had before. As a man, he was born and laid in a manger, but as God, the angels, the shepherds, and the wise men worshiped him. As a man, he was subject to his parents, but as God, he could command legions of angels to do his will. As a man, he increased in wisdom and stature, but as God, in him were all the treasures of knowledge and wisdom, and he came unto you. As a man, he conversed with the anonymous woman at the well, but as God, he told her all that she had ever did. As a man, he hungered after 40 days of fasting, but as God, he fed thousands with just one small meal. As a man, he thirsted when he was in agony on the cross, but as God, he was the fountain of living waters for his people, and he has come unto you. As a man, he grew weary and had to rest, but as God, he had all power in heaven and earth. As a man, he had nowhere to lay his head, but as God, he owned the cattle on 1,000 hills. As a man, he slept in during the storm on the hinder part of the ship. But as God, he rebuked the storm and said, peace, be still. As a man, he wept at the grave of his friend Lazarus. But as God, he had all power and authority to raise and call Lazarus from the dead. As a man, he was arrested in Gethsemane by a band of soldiers. But as God, he acknowledged his identity and they fell to the ground. As a man, he hung in agony on an old, rugged cross. But as God, the sky darkened and the earth quaked as he cried out. As a man, he had hurriedly buried in a tomb. But as God, on 3 days later, he rose from the grave, and he did it unto you. Everything he did was for you. Everything was for you. He did it all unto you this morning. The one whose words creates galaxies. The one who laid the foundations of the earth. Who spoke and the sun and the stars appeared in the sky. He laid in the manger unto you this morning. If we could stand. He did it unto you. He didn't have to. He chose to. He didn't have to. He could have started from scratch all over again. But he loves you this morning. He did all that he did. He did all of this for you. Because he loves you. He loves you. I said he loves you this morning. I don't care where you've come from. I don't care what's going on in your life. He loves you. I don't care what you've been through. I don't care what's in store. He did it for you. Your situation might seem bleak right now, but he did all of this for you that you could overcome. He overcame so that you could overcome this morning because he loves you. He did it unto you. Unto you. We often talk about and celebrate the cross, and we should, because that is where it was finished. But the manger is where it began. We don't have a cross if we don't have a manger. And he came unto you. He knew the cross was in store if he laid in the manger, but he did it for you. He did it unto you because he loves you and he wants to bless you and he wants to save you and he wants to heal you and he wants to deliver you. He wants you. He desires you. He did it all for you. That's why we celebrate Christmas. It's a miracle story. And it was all for you. He came unto you. And this morning, he's calling you. This morning, what you're feeling in your heart right now is God reaching for you. The draw you feel is God drawing you. He loves you. If you're here this morning and you're new, welcome. We love you. We're so glad that you're here. And I want you to know that God did all of this for you, that you might have life and life more abundant. If you've never received the gift of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues, it's available unto you this morning. Salvation is here for you today. Healing is here for you today. Strength is here for you today. Redemption is here for you today. He loves you and he came unto you this morning. All this was his plan to redeem you. I know it's Christmas Sunday, but I just want to open this altar unto you this morning. If you need the Holy Ghost, if you want your life forever changed and you want the presence of Almighty God living inside your heart, I want to welcome you to this altar this morning. We will pray with you and God will fill you. If you're here this morning and you need to feel his presence and his peace anew this morning, I invite you to come to this altar. If you're here today and there's things that are going on in your world, I want you to know that this time of Christmas is God coming unto you to give you that peace, to give you that joy. I want you to know that he is the wonderful counselor. Anything that you need, he can answer today. Anything you're going through, he can meet today.
Right.
If you want to come here and thank him for all of his goodness, all of his faithfulness, this altar is open. And you can come before him and say, God, I thank you that you've come unto us. God, I thank you that unto us a child is born. I thank you that unto us a son is given. I thank you that you are my wonderful counselor, that you are the mighty God, that you are my everlasting Father, the one that I can count on, the one that I can run to, the one that I can lean on in my times of trouble. Thank you.